Prepare to step into a world where imagination knows no bounds as we present legends, loot, and lore. Join host, DM, and self-confessed Dice Goblin Andrew, who will guide you every step of the way into the realm of Dungeons & Dragons. From actual gameplay and cooking up delicious D&D foods to interviews with other D&D fans and newbies, this podcast is your gateway to becoming the hero of your own story. Whether you're a new adventurer or a seasoned traveler seeking new insights, Legends, Loot, and Lore has something for everyone. After the episode, visit our website at www.legendslootandlore.com for even more resources and exclusive content. And if you're as passionate about this adventure as we are, help support our quest at legendslootandlore.supercast.com. Embark on this odyssey with us and let the echoes of ancient tales guide you toward a destiny filled with limitless possibilities. Roll for initiative, because your adventure begins now.
This thing called a podcast, I just can't handle it. This thing. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to another unhinged episode of Legends, Loot, and Lore, a crazy little thing called a podcast. We are going to spend some time digging through the news archives and seeing what news is out there lately in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, where we've got all sorts of lovely, fantastic things to talk about. Joining us today is Catherine.
Hello. I still live here.
Yes, you do. Especially after that song. How could we let you go?
Right. Well, you'll be missing me for the next...
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Not tonight, but 3 nights after that.
I know.
I know. Fable's traumatized.
Oh.
I'm sorry. This thing called a job expects me to show up for the sales conference.
Exactly.
I think I might be more traumatized from the car earlier. I'm going to be honest.
Hi, Sophia.
We love Hi, you, Sophia. I love you. I'm very sorry. I'm mean. She's not going to listen to this.
Oh, well. That's too bad.
That's her loss.
That's right. And also joining us, as you've heard, is Fable.
Hello.
Hi, Fable. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All excited for the prom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically everything for it today.
Awesome. So. That's so exciting. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got, like I said, we've got all sorts of news articles. So let's just, we kind of recapped last time what happened in Phandelver. You've gotten... You attacked some of the Red Brands really well. Who attacked who? Who shot first? I think that was Iquium.
It was definitely Iquium.
Iquium shot first.
What
so
is it now?
Yeah.
Iquium and Han.
Yep. So that was a little bit of a problem, but you're able to handle that. And you're gonna head off to Phandelver, which is you're in Phandalin. Phandelver and below is the Adventure. I'm getting all my words mixed up. Words. Trascender Manor. The soon to be Bemble Bomble B&B. Very exciting. So what are your feelings going into the Trascender Manor? Or let's say Zanros. What is Zanros feeling about Trascender Manor?
Pissed.
Why? Why is Zanros pissed?
Why wouldn't Zanros be pissed? I mean, the manor is a ruin.
Yes.
So she wasn't expecting that. And the Red Brands have holed up there.
Mm-hmm.
So she did not expect that she was going to have to eject people from there.
Squatters.
Yeah.
You know how difficult that is. It's been in the news all over lately, trying to get squatters out of houses.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
And I suspect we're not just dealing with Red Brands once we get there, so.
What makes you say that?
You.
Me?
You.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
You're very suspicious.
I am suspicious. I am. Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I am suspicious. So yes, there may be more than just red brands hanging out at Tresender Manor.
Yay.
You've been warned.
And this, what's the guy's name that we've picked up to go with us? It was something Pimble.
Oh, that dude.
Oh, I can't remember the Pimble guy.
Because I thought his name was real, real silly. And
I would have to.
Theo Pimble.
Yes. Yeah. He was one of the red brands. Is that what that was?
Yes, he was a red brand.
He was the one that tried to run away.
Exactly. And then said he would work at the B&B, but also hates goblins.
Right.
And
yes, that's going to be an HR issue.
It's
going to
be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me, before we dive into the news articles, let me ask you both, because you're both coming at this game with a little bit different experience. So I'm going to start with you, Fable. So you've played D&D for a while, but you haven't necessarily played like organized, like by the rules.
God, no.
D&D.
Oh my God, no.
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 So, which can be fun because I was reading an article earlier talking about can you play D&D without the rules? And they're like, absolutely. You know, I mean, you can certainly role play and do all that without all the hardcore rules of D&D. But how do you feel now having played kind of more structured D&D?
It's fun. Both of them are fun. But yeah. I will say I do like the more batshit crazy do whatever you want D&D.
Sure. Because
that's what I'm used to.
I get that. So what is this D&D lacking that
it's not that it's lacking anything.
Right?
It's just like when there's like a little less rigidness, it's a bit more.
I say. Could I make this less rigid for you? Like what could I do to?
No, it's fine. Both of them are fine.
Okay. I'm just checking in.
They're different. Both are fun, but they're both different.
Got it. How so? In what ways? I mean, other than being one is batshit and one is not. But I mean, like, what are some of the nuances of the two?
My campaign is way less serious. Mm-hmm. We do not take ourselves seriously at all.
Are you saying you three take yourselves pretty seriously?
I mean, I surely don't.
Compared to our personal campaign, this is way more serious.
Interesting. That's cool. Okay. I would like to sit down and just watch.
I was going
to
say, if you let us play here that one time, you would have seen how insane it is.
Yeah, I would like to watch that sometime. Just to get a feel for how you all play. That'd be very interesting. And Catherine.
Yes.
Your primary experience is DMing.
Yeah.
And playing some one shots. So so how has this been for you? What's the experience like coming at it as a I don't want to say a new D&D player, but someone relatively newer to the game?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have found that I enjoy coming at it from this angle much more. Like I like being a player way more than a DM.
Yeah.
And I really like the fact that, like, I get to do stupid voices. Uh-huh. I get to be a very angry rock gnome.
You are a very angry rock gnome.
I think she has every reason to be.
No, I'm not saying that it's unjustified. I'm just saying you played that very well.
Oh, thank you. It's fun for me because it's very different than my general personality. Uh-huh. So it's
which is what I dare call it bubbly.
You wouldn't, but one of my coworkers did.
Love you, coworkers. Thank you for hiring Catherine.
I mean, my coworkers are all so nice, but how do I tell them bubbly ain't me?
I'm
friendly.
You're not a good.
You're friendly. Thank you. You're upbeat.
Yes.
You're a very positive person.
I am positive. Yes.
So I think, you know, bubbly might not be the exact correct term, but
right. But
you definitely have a positive energy about you that I think is attractive to people.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That also goes with the other word that I've been described as in the past. Sweet.
Sweet and bubbly. Are those two words you would use to describe me?
Kind.
Thank you.
A beverage? Sweet and bubbly? Catherine? No. I would drink something sweet and bubbly. But.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't marry sweet and bubbly.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, in an interview, yes. Are they going to get the extreme levels of sarcasm? No. They're not going to see my real personality up front.
No, you got to hide that.
Yeah.
You got to hide until that personality.
Until they're comfortable, and then they get to see.
So let me ask this. Does that also happen in D&D? Like when you join a new party, are you just yourself, or do you have to get comfortable with the party and then your personality really comes out?
Well, I think it depends on, I mean, you know, in this instance, it's very easy for me to do because it's three people that I know really well.
Right. Okay.
So like, that's I'm fair. Fully comfortable with you, James, and Fable. Going into, like when I started DMing the campaign with the other group, with Joe and Kat, and at the time it was Rob and Steve.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, why can't I think of her name?
Christina?
Yes, Christina. Rest in peace. I didn't know most of them.
Right.
I knew Joe.
Right.
And certainly not as well as I know Joe now. And now I feel like I know Kat really well, and like I'm very comfortable with Steve, so I think it would be different now than it was then.
Yeah. I think there's a strong correlation to comfort in the party.
Yeah.
To number of dick jokes that are told.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I think it's
there's
just
a lot of those in my
okay,
other
see? So
I've been definitely more quiet and reserved because I don't know James that well because I met James two hours before our first recording of the
okay,
cast.
See, that's fair.
Yeah. And James is a great guy. But if you don't know him.
Yeah.
And right.
My friends, I've slept over at their houses. Like,
right.
Right. Exactly.
Well, and like I could roll into a campaign with your friends because I've taken all of them now to trivia with us. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yes. See, so yeah. So I think.
You ask them what celebrities are hot.
I do. Okay. Can I tell this real quick?
Side quest.
So here's what happened. Monday night. I go to trivia with one of my high school friends. Fable, most of the time, comes with
me. Brings my high school friends.
Fable brings their high school friends. Usually we have Donnie and Sophia. Hi, Donnie. Hi, Sophia. Not going
to
listen.
We've already established that Sophia is not listening to this.
She does not have the attention span.
Got it. This week we brought Matt and Kia because it was Kia's birthday. So it was a very exciting week of new
Happy
people.
Happy belated birthday, Kia.
And during trivia, Matt brought up a guy, an actor that he thought was super cute. And Fable was kind of like, bleh. And Anita and I agreed that he was objectively hot. And this just happened because in a little bit, we're going to talk about the D&D cookbooks. And I realized Sam Witwer is one of the co-authors. Sam Witwer being an actor that I loved in a show called Being Human years ago. Who is objectively hot and to whom Fable responded, meh. So I sent it to Matt and
Kia. I don't
Kia,
know what to tell you.
Following up on our conversation last week.
It's all good. You know, different people are attracted to different people. That's cool.
So I wanted to get an opinion.
This one was meh.
And I won. So Sam Witwer, objectively hot.
Like I went with pretty because
he is pretty. I mean, he's got that like real sharp jawline.
He's like, so still Anson Mount.
Anson Mount is possibly like the pinnacle of male hotness.
Wow.
What does he look like?
Wait. Oh, he's so
what's
cute.
His name?
Anson Mount. Anson Mount.
I think that was the moment where I truly realized that I was queer. When I turned the corner and saw Anson Mount and I'm like,
okay,
oh my
person,
God.
So here's the thing. So Fable's making a face like, but here's the thing. On Star Trek, when we were watching him, I kind of was the same. Like, okay, yeah, like he's a good looking guy, but whatever. We turned the corner at Comic-Con for our photo op, and I was like, holy crap, he's hot. He's gorgeous.
He is. He is all that and a bag of chips.
He really is.
Wow.
So he's attractive. Not as bad as the other guy.
Oh, could you all excuse us for a moment while I throw Fable out of our house?
Wow.
I said he's not as bad as the other guy. That's a compliment. Come on, we've established that I always disagree. This
You've
is me minorly.
Weird idea. You have a weird idea of a compliment, friend.
Wow.
Compared to my usual answers.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Big love. Big love to Anson Mount. Mm-hmm. Hope you're listening.
Yes. Please be listening.
Oh, wow.
This has gotten so far off the
rails. That was a very justifiable side quest. That was a good point. So let's dive into some of these news articles that we have been reading.
Yeah.
So the first article from Giant Freaking Robot. Fun. This is where we heard the news that the banned episode of Community called Advanced Dungeons and Dragons from season 2 is back up on streaming on Peacock.
Yay! Ooh.
Very exciting. Now, we're not going to get into all of the conversation about Ken Jeong's. I can't even call it blackface because he wasn't. I mean, he had dark makeup on, but he wasn't trying to mimic being a black person,
no,
a person
he was
of color.
Being a drow.
He's being a drow, a dark elf. So. Yeah. Maybe there's some racial undertones to dark elves. I don't know. I haven't really read into that much.
I do like that the article talks about the fact that other shows that have had episodes banned for the same reason, mm-hmm. that they were clear instances of blackface.
Right.
There's an episode of Always Sunny. There's an episode of 30 Rock. I'm looking at some of the others here. Yeah. So, I mean, they call out those two specifically and also call this an overreaction that it was pulled off. And I actually, Yvette Nicole Brown said that the episode being banned was an overreaction.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think we talked about this during the, mm-hmm. the episode where we talked about all the TV episodes, but I agree that I just think it's overkill in this instance. Because it was not specifically blackface in the traditional right. definition, I think this is the sort of thing where you can leave it up to the viewer to decide whether or not they want to watch it.
Right. I mean, it certainly should be said, you know, that we should absolutely be sensitive to everybody's feelings and how they interpret this. But I don't think there was not even. It goes beyond ill intent. I mean, it wasn't even. I mean, he's a dark elf. I mean, that's
well. And in the episode, it's addressed. Yvette Nicole Brown right. surely says, "Are we going to address this hate crime?" And then right. they get into the whole thing about the fact that he's a dark elf. He's not in blackface. Blah blah right. blah.
Exactly. I just think the message of the episode,
yeah.
is so good.
Yeah,
I think I think it's
I
just.
Watched so, it. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I thought it was such a great episode for, I mean, addressing the whole Fat Neil issue and overcoming that and really just kind of address like admitting your mistakes and trying to do something to help them to help kind of correct those mistakes. So I thought it was a really good episode.
I think it's a great episode in just making Jeff a more three-dimensional character.
Right.
Because, you know, he's so very, like, especially in those early seasons, and this was season 2, mm-hmm. You know, he's very full of himself. He's very...
There has to be some redemptive quality to the person. I mean, like, even with Pierce.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's got maybe some good qualities.
No.
No, not really.
Is that the guy that I didn't like?
Yes.
Chevy Chase.
God.
No. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Like, Pierce never really did have any redeeming qualities. There's no kindness in him. There's just that, like, spoiled, ruined adult child.
I wanted to jump at the TV.
Yeah. Mm. He accomplishes that goal very well.
Yeah.
Making you want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts on this episode? I'm glad it's back to open up that discussion. I think it's a great episode for fans of D&D. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great episode for fans of Community.
Yep.
It's just nice to see it back out there. And we'll see what conversation that prompts.
And now if you want to watch it, you don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. Which we did because we needed to watch it.
Yeah. Plus it's a great episode.
It's a great episode to have. Absolutely. Yeah.
I did like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. And now they're getting their movie, 6 seasons in a movie. So
yay.
Very exciting. Very exciting to see the Community movie. Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along.
Before we talk about the D&D cookbooks, let's talk about our other food related item.
Yes.
A Kickstarter campaign.
Oh my goodness, yes.
As of April 7th, Sunday, April 7th, it has 11 days to go.
Yep.
So there is still time to back this project, even though they had a goal of $3,500 and they are now funded at $333,327. So nice. Lots of money. And come on, there we go. So this Kickstarter campaign is called Gummy Quest. Delicious fantasy gummies. And as it says, go on a mouth-watering adventure with 150 tasty gummies and 25 unique fantasy flavors. They have all sorts of characters. Catherine, would you like to lay some of these out?
Yeah.
Do we got?
So you've got the Pina Colada Paladin.
Yes.
There's one that they're just referring to the flavor as death.
I knew which one you were talking about. Death. I want to know what death.
There was the owlberry.
Owlberry.
Yeah.
I like palm eye granite, the beholder.
The beholders are pink, which is just real, real cute.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to be scared of that, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've got.
And the tangy troll fruit.
Sour lime slime and dragon fire inferno.
Oh, yeah. There's some fantastic. So they're all shaped as different characters and dragons and other monsters. There's orcs. I'm trying to think, what else is that? There's a rogue. There's a wizard.
It says it comes with 76 monsters, 15 heroes, 25 potions, and 35 dice. And those are all gummies.
And I'm going to play their video for you so you can at least hear it on the podcast here.
Imagine a world where every bite takes your taste buds on an epic adventure. Each box of Gummy Quest comes packed with over 150 delicious gummies, including gummy heroes, monsters, dice, and magical potions. There are over 25 unique fantasy flavors to battle with your taste buds, from the bitter acid of sour slimes to the scorching heat of a dragon's breath. Each gummy is crafted with a unique fantasy flair and is an epic battle for your taste buds. Savor the sweet taste of victory with Owlberry. Engage in a tropical duel with Paladin Pina Colada and brave the cold abyss of death. Each flavor transports you to an epic fantasy world where delicious gummy battles take place on your tongue. These mouth-watering gummies are perfect for role-playing sessions as an epic reward for defeating fantastic foes. For those daring souls, embark on a quest to conquer a whole box of Gummy Quest solo. Join our epic adventure on Kickstarter today. Claim your epic discount, exclusive Kickstarter stretch goal gummies, and join our awesome community. Fight epic battles with your taste buds and support Gummy Quest on Kickstarter today to conquer a world of fantasy flavors.
Yeah, so It sounds really cool.
I'm super excited. There's a couple things that really excite me.
Yeah.
I think one of the stretch goals was, and I don't know why it wasn't part of the original pack, mm-hmm. the gelatinous cube. I'm like, how is that not one of your original like items? Like I'm like, that was a miss. But it's one of the stretch goals, so I'm excited that it's going to be in there.
I'm looking at the level of detail that's put into each of these.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go there's to the about... They talk about the different people, the team, mm-hmm. who are involved. And you've literally got a chief sculptor who is a sculptor, illustrator, game designer, and the creator of Warp miniatures. He specializes in both hand-sculpted and 3D printed miniatures. So is a gelatinous cube really a challenge for this guy? It's a square.
I get that. You know? I get that. But for gummies, like...
I know.
I get that. I get that it's not that exciting. I mean, it was their first or their second stretch goal.
Right.
Their first stretch goal, which I'm really this is the other thing that I'm excited to see. They actually are creating a Gummy Quest campaign mm-hmm. for all of these characters.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can use all the Gummy characters in a campaign and play it that way. So I think that's a lot of fun. I mean, there looks like a griffin. I mean, there's some crazy, is that an ice giant? I don't know what these things are.
There's a couple of things I want to mention.
Yes.
Not shipping until October.
Right.
So it's going to be a little while. Right now, you can get a fairly decent discount on a box of over 150. It's 151 gummies. It's $42 to back and then $6 for shipping. So it's $48 if you just want to have it.
Yeah,
there is a $165 backing option that gives you the molds so that you can create your own gummies, and they add a little wink wink about what you can add to those gummies.
No, it's not even just the molds.
What is it?
It's
the gelatin.
The kit includes the molds to make 25 unique gummies,
yep,
along with the gummy mix and all the essentials for the colors and flavors.
Yeah.
So it gets you everything other than the wink wink. What you want to put into your gummies. Mm-hmm. So the 420 friendly gamers out there can make your own gummies,
right,
and have a grand old time playing D&D.
Interesting.
Not for you, dear.
Not for me, but I'm saying
not for you.
Like, that'd be an experience.
Oh my God. Can you like, ooh, imagine taking that, that many gummies, like you have to eat every gummy you kill. Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, whoa, you'd get like out of your mind.
Yeah. I can see maybe doing that with like shot glasses. Doing like
Jello shots.
I wasn't thinking Jello shots, but Jello shots, yeah. But just shots of whatever. And so for each one that's a monster that you kill, then you gotta take that shot.
I'm
the
reading.
Better you are at fighting, the more sloshed you get.
That would be a batshit campaign.
Yeah.
Yes, dear. Sorry.
I'm reading through some of the comments on this.
Uh-huh.
And aside from the very specific ones that are concerned about consistency of the Jello and all that kind of stuff, one of the things I noticed was somebody saying that this was a reason to get his interstate party together. And I thought that was really cool.
Like, that's awesome.
You know, I know a few of your games, well, both of your other games are online.
Yes.
And I do think that's another part of the reason I enjoy playing with our campaign so much, is that we're all in the same room together.
In mm-hmm. person is so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Gives me an opportunity. I mean, I see you all the time and I see Fable all the time, but it gives me an opportunity to see James regularly. Yes. And that's very nice.
It's just fun to get together and
I played online once when we couldn't meet up. I literally don't even remember it. I was so zoned out.
Yeah.
Like it was terrible.
So. It's tough. It's tough to consistently play a game on like strictly online. And I think a lot of it has to do with the DM. You know, you have to do it differently in person than online. So you've got to adjust to that. And I think both James and Joe have done really good jobs DMing their campaigns online. It's tough. It's not easy. You know, there's some great tools out there that I think really help. and they're getting better and better as time goes on. And I know D&D is releasing their own set of tools and online playables. So it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
But I hope it brings more people into the game.
Yeah.
But I hope it doesn't take away from the in-person kind of atmosphere that the game can provide, because that's just something really, really special.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, my last job was fully remote. Obviously, yes. You know that because I was just here in the house 24/7.
Right.
I remember. And also at Fable's beck and call if they needed to be picked up at school. So, thanks. I mean, it was great for everyone in this room. But what I'm finding now that I'm at a job that's hybrid and I'm in the office 3 days a week is that there's definitely something to be said for being with other people. And it's part of what I always liked about being in the office.
Yeah.
Is you can grab somebody in the hallway for a conversation. You can have a meeting where everybody's sitting in the room together. And while you can do all of that stuff remotely, and I totally, you know, I was the unofficial planning party planning committee at my previous job. You can build that, but it's just so much easier when you're physically with a person. And I think that extends to D&D.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Gummy Quest on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. We have backed it ourselves, but yeah, I think, what did it say, October 2024?
Yeah.
Is when they expect it to start shipping. So you've got some time on that, but you have very few days left to actually back the campaign. So get in there quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a fun one.
Yes.
Yes.
Should we move on to the D&D cookbook expansion that led to the whole Sam Witwer conversation?
I am so excited about this. This looks really interesting.
It does.
I'm always a sucker for the recipes and things like that. So this is an article from Comic Book, and they're announcing a new D&D recipe deck based on the Heroes Feast cookbooks from a whole bunch of people. Authors Kyle Newman, John Peterson, Michael Witwer, and Sam Witwer. They are coming out with Heroes Feast, the Deck of Many Morsels. With, I love this, easy to prepare snacks, libations, and sweets, and will release later this year, perfectly timed for cozy fall gaming sessions. So another thing coming out this fall. Fun. Yes. So 10 new recipes,
woo!
25 photographs. So I'm really jazzed about that. Yeah, Underdark Forage Board. I have no idea what these things even are. Halfling tea sandwiches.
Ooh. I want some exploding cheese puffs.
I definitely want to try those exploding cheese puffs. I want to know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But as you would expect, they put a lot of thought into these. The cards are coated, so it's easy to bring them into the kitchen and get them messy, and they'll clean right up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice little, again, it's a nice simple way to just kind of pick a card. If you're trying to come up with something for your party that night and you want to find something easy, just pull out a card and go from there. Any other thoughts?
I don't think so.
No?
Did you mention that the cards are coded?
I mentioned the cards were coded.
Never mind then.
So pre-orders are available now. So you can start ordering it. You can go to Penguin Random House's website and they link out to a bunch of retailers from there. It's $25.99 US dollars. The Deck of Many Morsels releases October 1st, 2024. So get prepared.
Again, October 2024.
October 2024.
If you want any of these things, October 2024.
The fall is going to be a big year for D&D.
Woo!
But in the meantime, you've got two cookbooks alone for D&D.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Heroes Feast, and then you've got Heroes Feast Flavors of the Multiverse.
Yep.
There's the Critical Role cookbook. I mean, there's so many
yep.
D&D themed food recipes out there that you can choose from. So you can really, really go all out and have quite the meal
mm-hmm.
themed for D&D.
Yeah.
Moving on. Our next news topic, again from Comic Book, Dungeons & Dragons charity stream to feature Jonathan Frakes, Deborah Ann Wall, and Star Trek alum.
Yeah, this is a cool one. I sent this to you the other day.
I know. Being hosted by none other than Todd Stashwick.
Woo!
Picard, not Picard himself, but from Picard.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So another big game night with a bunch of celebrities. Legends of Eleonora, Zephyr Against the Mist. There's currently a charity auction that's running until only tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's currently at $6,000, or at least it was at the time of this article, which was from 2 days ago. So let me look at it now and see what it actually is.
While you're looking that up, so in addition to Stashwick, who played Captain Shaw, there's going to be Jonathan Frakes, Will Wheaton, Michelle Hurd. Yeah, Will Wheaton. Deborah Ann Wall, True Blood, and Daredevil, my show. And who? No, that's it. That's the cast.
Yes.
And it's going to be streamed on Twitch.
Yep.
Twitch.tv/miniterraindomain. Saturday, April 20th, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific. So that's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
For all you listeners out there.
The bid right now is at
$7,100. $7,100.
Wow. And
to sit at the table with these guys.
And the increments are $500. So the next bid is $7,600.
Interesting.
I do want to talk about the charity.
Yes.
I think that's important to
absolutely
mention. The Pablo Foundation. It invests in underfunded, cutting-edge pediatric cancer research and improves lives of children living with cancer through photography. So 100% of the net proceeds of the hammer price. Oh, I don't even know what this is. Okay. Oh, I see the hammer because it's a, I see. We'll go to, we'll grant the funds, less fees to the Pablo Foundation. Okay. Yeah. So, yes.
Excellent.
So if you have a spare $7,600 laying around, give it to me. No, you can bid to be at the table with a bunch of really cool celebrities.
That's really exciting. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not bidding that much.
Does Deborah Ann Wall play with Critical Role?
She's been on there. She's not on the Critical Role cast.
Mm-hmm.
She's played with them.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen her
on stuff. Yeah, oh, she's been on their show. As a guest sometimes.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's great. I enjoy watching her DM. She's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Very, very creative mind, which is good for DMing. So Fable, how much would you, let me ask this question. Who would you want at a table to play with D&D?
Like out of those celebrities?
Well, not out of those celebrities, but
because no, we know you don't know who any of those celebrities are.
Exactly. Yeah, no. You know who Will Wheaton is.
I do know who Will Wheaton is.
Okay. But out of your celebrity sphere of people you know and like, who would you like die to like play at a table with?
I'm so honest. I really don't follow any celebrities.
Ghost?
Like
you and Ghost playing D&D?
Ghost the band. I mean, I like their music and stuff, but I'm not crazy about Tobias Forge.
Matt Berry?
Huh?
Matt Ooh. Berry. Laszlo Cravensworth.
What We Do in the Shadows.
That could be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
I feel like playing with that entire cast would be super fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I really don't
would you
know.
Would you want them playing as themselves or their characters?
Oh.
I swear Matt Berry, Laszlo is just a ramped up version of right. Matt Berry.
I would love Nandor De Laurentiis. Yes. I would love to play like in a D&D game with Nandor. Guillermo would be fun.
Nadia.
Yes.
Nadia.
Okay. Nadia would just be so mad and confused about what was happening.
What about the doll? Oh, Colin. God. Imagine Colin Robinson. Oh, my God.
He'd be, explaining the rules in, the minutest detail.
Well, I could see him as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, draining the life force of of the enemies. He doesn't never have to kill anybody. He just drains their life force.
Right.
He'd be an interesting one to play with. But there's no one in particular, Fable, that
I really don't follow celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. What is your thing?
Drawing. Listening to music.
Okay, so are there any artists or musicians you would like to play D&D with?
Not really.
No? Okay. That's cool. Yeah. All good. This is like a table of people I would dream to play.
Oh yeah.
D&D with.
I would love to play with these guys.
Yeah.
Add Seth Green in there for me and I could have the happiest day of my life.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about the next fun article from Press Start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is talking about Australia, but it's also valid here or across the globe.
Yeah, this is going to be a global launch.
A global launch. And what is the global launch date? April 11th?
Yes. Happy birthday to my stepfather.
Yes. We'll get him a pair of these.
Oh, I'm sure an 88-year-old man would love this.
The slip-ons. Not the lace-ups.
I don't think he wants these.
So anyway.
Want to talk about what they are?
Let's talk about what they are.
Okay.
Enough beating around the bush.
Don't leave the people hanging.
I know. How dare we?
Mm-hmm.
So what is a dare?
It is a Dungeons & Dragons and Converse collection.
Yes.
So you've got a number of pairs of sneakers, obviously, for both adults, and there is a child option.
Nice.
And then you've got a bunch of shirts and a hat and some shorts.
I am so excited about this. Like, I was that gelatinous cube. I got a thing for gelatinous cubes.
Yeah.
I just dig the t-shirt though. It's really cool looking. But I mean, they got a couple t-shirts. There's a trucker hat and all the, oh man, those are just
all of the sneakers are high tops.
Yes.
What do they look like?
I prefer a low top. Thank you very much. Oh, here.
Did you see the custom ones? You can edit the design.
Ooh, yeah, you can make your own.
Yeah. Okay.
That I might do then.
These are really cool. Catherine is showing Fable what they...
Yeah, I'll pull it up. I need it like...
There you go.
So if you go to Converse and just Google Dungeons & Dragons, it comes right up.
Yeah, there's custom Chuck Taylor All-Star Dungeons & Dragons high tops.
Ooh.
So you can.
But I want a low top.
Oh, those are cool.
I know you want the low top.
And a wine.
These are cool as hell.
Oh, the green. I love that they had the custom inspiration. They have green ones that are just really rad.
Oh, those look so cool.
You got canvas and green. Oh, you can do red, nomadic rust.
It's not a red I would prefer, but
oh, excuse me. See, now we're just going down this rabbit hole of the canvas. Yeah, I mean the canvas stuff is really nice. I can just dig like the off white, but I really would like that D&D logo thing to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
The black would be just like all black would be cool. I like the black with the green tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that one.
That looks really cool. I'm just customizing them as we speak.
This one looks cool as hell.
Yeah, it does. Zoom in on that.
Wow. Very cool. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we could be playing around with those all day. Very nice. There's some really cool collaborations of stuff coming out for Dungeons & Dragons. This is a big, I mean, the 50th anniversary, they're really going all out on the...
Yeah, they really are.
On the kind of partnerships with other brands. It's really cool to see.
Gotta love a licensing deal.
Yes.
Those are so cool.
Oh, those are nice. I like those too.
The ones I showed you.
Oh, yeah, they are really cool.
Anyway, so those are available globally April 11th.
Yes.
The range includes, did you say this?
I did.
You said all that. Okay.
Were you also looking up someone on the internet when I was talking about it?
I was customizing. I was customizing a pair of my shoes. I'm like, let's be real.
That'll do it.
Let's be real. I was customizing my own shoes. Very nice. All right. Let's talk about another thing that I am super excited about. Speaking of licensing deals, mm-hmm. I got to get back to the top of this article. Something that I am dying to get, but have no idea where I would put.
I mean, Hogwarts could come down.
It could.
I mean, I know you don't want it to, but it could.
It could.
That's an option.
Yeah.
Is this what I think it is? Because you might be able to. I saw it in person. It's like not that insane.
It looks enormous.
Show it to me. I might have seen a different one.
This one?
Yeah. It's more up than anything.
Right. Yeah. It's not very wide, but it's very tall.
Yeah.
So
I mean, tall we can manage. We just don't have.
It's probably like this.
Which is what, about 18 inches?
I'd say it's somewhere around here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw it in person.
The people listening have no idea what you're saying, what you're holding up.
It's Legos.
Yes.
They're holding up their hands.
They're holding up their hands.
About 18 inches apart.
About 18 inches apart. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yes, the Lego Dungeons & Dragons set is just absolutely incredible. It crams. I don't know how they did it. They crammed so many different aspects of D&D into this. It is a relatively small set. It's very tall, but there's so much detail to it.
But it does have a gelatinous cube.
It does have a gelatinous cube.
It has an owl bear.
And an owl bear.
An owl bear.
It has an owl bear. It has a beholder. It has a displacer. Mm-hmm. I believe it has a mimic.
I think it does.
I think it has a mimic, a chest that's a mimic.
It's always a mimic.
Always, everything's a mimic.
Of heads on a spike.
Excellent. Nice. Yeah, there's the giant red dragon. I mean, totally cool.
If you want to see it in person, it's at Garden State Plaza.
Is it really? Because we went there. When were we there? Oh, for
a little while.
We were there for Ghostbusters with Steve and I.
I was there. What? Thursday?
Yeah. Because I was hoping when we were there to see Ghostbusters. No,
but it's there now.
Oh, cool.
It's also at Palisades, I believe.
Oh, nice. So there's so much to it. I want to get into some of this, but there's, like I said, there's so much detail to it. There are all sorts of minifigures. So there's a dwarf cleric, a gnome fighter, an orc rogue, which I think is really cool, an elf wizard, the mysterious dragon sorcerer.
Mysterious.
Well, they say it's mysterious because it's not given any description at all in the pages of the Lego Dungeons & Dragons book.
Interesting.
So there's very little known about the dragon sorcerer. And then there's a dragonborn minifigure.
I did see that one.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
And then, oh my goodness, the creatures. The beholder, the owl bear, the dragon is just really cool looking.
The dragon is cool looking.
Yeah. There's a lot of really neat pieces to this set. So. I'm just reading. This is a Nerdist article. And it's like life lessons from the Lego Dungeons & Dragons set. It's all a matter of perspective. Don't start building your last four bags of Legos at 11 p.m. Sometimes you just have to turn it over one more time. The only time you'll be happy to step on a Lego is when one you need has fallen onto the floor. That's great. Excellent, but that's really exciting. What do you think, dear? Should we bite the bullet?
This D&D set costs $359.99.
Yes, it does. Did I forget to mention that?
You did. I just want to make sure that the listeners know how much this costs.
Completely, completely just slipped my mind.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it, that's fine.
It would be a nice piece to our recording studio here in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is we could move the multiple bottles of alcohol that are sitting over there and just make space for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Huh? I don't know.
That's just get a wine rack.
I'm under 21. We have a wine rack. What are you guys talking about?
Uh-huh. No, I mean, we could get another wine rack.
Another wine rack for other bottles. Yes. But they're not all wine.
Oh, my God.
There are different types of alcohol.
Do we have to have this conversation on the podcast?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we are going to find space for this, but we'll discuss it on future episodes of the podcast.
We'll let you know if we get a wine rack.
Well, yeah, we'll post pictures of the wine rack. Anybody out there with wine rack suggestions, please email Andrew at legendslootandlore.com. Nice. And We need suggestions for a wine rack. Anyway.
No, I hit the layer limit.
Oh, you hit the layer limit again?
Yes, there's been lots of quiet drama over here in my drawing corner that I haven't been able to curse out loud. I accidentally deleted their entire face and had to start all over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You had to draw a nose again?
I had to draw a nose again. I had to draw lips again, which was really hard. I had to do the eyes. I had to do the eyebrows. It all had to be proportionate. It was a disaster.
Wow.
Not good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The face still looks a little fucked up, but it's fine.
So the D&D Lego set coming soon to our household. And then we'll figure out where we want to put it.
Yes.
That will be the big debate.
Is this already out?
Well, yeah.
If it's in stores.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes they put stuff out to preview.
I think it is available now, I believe.
Okay.
I think. I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm pretty sure it's available now.
Okay, I'm 99% sure.
It's 3,745 pieces.
At least it's not $3,745.
Yeah, that took me a second. My jaw almost dropped. I forgot that it was...
So the other cool thing about this...
You forgot that it was only $360.
Yeah.
Yeesh. The other cool thing about this set is D&D released an adventure based on this Lego set.
Nice.
So you can create a whole adventure... Based in this little,
that is
quite this cool. little area here, which is really cool. So we might have to do that too. We might make an episode about that. Just play the Lego set and see what happens.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures that they posted. I mean, it's a million bags. That's a lot of bags.
It's not a million bags.
It's not a million bags. It's 32 bags.
That's a lot of bags.
That's a lot of bags. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bags of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Worth it, though. I think it's worth it.
Okay.
There's like hidden chambers and stuff. It's very, very cool.
All right.
All right. So anyway, so that's about all the news we have to... I think that's all we're going to discuss today.
You don't want to do the other two articles?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't care.
I think we're good.
All right.
So anyway, is there anything else on your minds about D&D that you want to discuss?
I don't believe so.
No? What are you looking forward to? I know we talked about this a little bit in the beginning, but what do you hope happens in Tresender Manor?
The goblin ass. Or is it, what are they?
Red brands.
Red brands.
Yeah. I hope that I can turn some of the inhabitants of the manor, who might not be what you would traditionally think of as a quality employee,
right,
into an employee of the B&B.
That's great.
I mean, they're already living there, so like maybe instead of having to kill them, we could just be like, hey, you want to keep living here? Cool. You want to earn a nice wage? Super. What is your passion?
These are the questions that will be answered. in a few weeks for us next Sunday.
Yes.
Could we avoid the entire battle by just placing an eviction notice on whatever most resembles a door?
I like that.
I don't think that's going to be interpreted in the way that you're hoping that it is.
I don't understand.
I like where your head's at. But I don't think they're going to take it the way that you think that they should.
How about if I attach an eviction notice to one of their dead friends and hang them outside?
Oh, I like that.
roll for intimidation.
Okay. I don't know what my modifiers are for that, though, so hold on.
What are your modifiers?
I'm going to look. I'm not very intimidating, though. Let's see.
I don't know. I got to bring it up. For intimidation, you're a minus one.
So it's an 11.
A minus one for intimidation.
11.
11. So you're not... What happens is, you're right over the fable.
Yes.
So what happens is you erect the pole that this red brand is going to hang from. You hang the red brand from it. Mm-hmm. You try to attach the note, the eviction note, to the red brand. Mm-hmm. However, There's a gust of wind, and the eviction note doesn't stay up there too long. So it's not long enough for anyone to see it. So all they see is a dead friend of theirs, and now they're very angry.
Can I send in a process server to serve the eviction notice?
What's their AC? Yes, you can, but you can try. As DMs love to say, you can try.
I just want to send a brief message to our friend Joe. How did I become a constant presence on this podcast? Oh yeah, Joe had to get married.
That's right.
How am I sitting here making jokes about D&D, a thing I did not care about prior to this podcast?
And now you're having so much fun.
I know I am. I know. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yay.
I do enjoy sassing Joe, though.
Yes.
It doesn't.
That's right. All right. So on that note, I don't even know when. Was it June 25th? Is that the wedding date?
Yes.
June 25th, we will be celebrating Joe and Christine's wedding. So exciting.
What?
Do I get a co-host credit on this podcast?
You should.
I think we should bump you up to co-host.
At a minimum, I'm a recurring contributor.
You are.
Would I be counted as that?
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that look?
What?
Wow.
How many co-hosts are we having here?
I didn't say co-hosts.
They weren't asking for co-hosts. They were asking if they were a recurring contributor.
Oh, you're definitely a regular.
Okay.
You're a regular on this. Yeah, you're like, your name is mentioned before the show starts, kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, you're in the opening credits. You're not like a special guest star at the end. No, you're opening credit material.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Yes.
Every time we moved to a new topic, all I heard in my head was Moving Right Along from the Muppet movie.
Mm. Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
Okay. Speaking of moving right along, we are going to move right along to end this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening again. We certainly appreciate all of you listening. Please help support the podcast. Remember, you can go to legendslootandlore.supercast.com. Check us out on all our socials at Legends Loot and Lore. and all of those fun things at our website, www.legendslootandlore.com, yada, yada, yada. Have a fantastic day, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Legends, Loot, and Lore. We hope you've enjoyed immersing yourself in the realms of legends, uncovering hidden loot, and delving into captivating lore. But the journey doesn't end here. For exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and access to our community, visit legendslootandlore.supercast.com. There you'll be able to support the podcast, where you can join our Discord server for lively discussions and subscriber-only content, and connect with fellow enthusiasts. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at Legends, Loot, and Lore to continue on the quest. By following our social media channels, you'll be the first to know about upcoming episodes, bonus content, and exciting announcements. If you've enjoyed your time with us, we kindly ask you to rate and subscribe to this podcast. Your support means the world to us and helps us continue producing captivating episodes and embarking on new quests. Thank you for being a part of our journey. We're thrilled to have you by our side as we unravel the legends, uncover the loot, and delve deeper into the lore. Until next time.